I have been here.
The Grey Goose, Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
Major Brierly, who insulted me, has already suffered severe losses over his football team, the said losses being engineered by me. This coup, however, is not enough, and so, enlisting the aid of Charlie Austin, I visit Brierly's big country home, and there stage another act to further defeat the gallant Major. In cornering the market in bows and arrows, as you heard, Charlie and I suddenly realize Inspector Ford is hot on the trail. Hence, like good King Charles himself, we take refuge in an oak tree.
The inspector's there, all right.
Hot on the scent. Look, Charlie, we've got to get away and start your bow and arrow hunt before long. Dash it all. It'll be daylight in an hour or two. And here we are, up a tree, in more ways than one. Oh, for something to divert his attention.
Help! Police! Bandits! The police!
Evan is on our side. Listen to that.
What's going on here?
Oh, is that you, Inspector Ford? Look, that confounded Grey Goose, Charlie. See me here.
Down the tree and make for Mrs. Driscoll's cottage. I'll join you there. We'll then be able to beg a bed or a shakedown of some sort.
We're terribly obliged to you, Mrs. Driscoll, for a good sleep and feed, but we've got to move quickly. By the way, don't leave your cottage under any circumstances.
How do you mean?
I mean that there's no power in the world that would permit the Major to evict you.
How can that be?
Well, certain papers came into my hands. I won't tell you how. Hey, Charlie.
Better not be too explicit.
That's the word, Charlie. At any rate, Mrs. Driscoll, your dad is still alive.
Why, of course. But he's not well, as you know.
Well, that makes no difference. I have a document here, signed by the previous owner of this property. Your father's name is Bland.
Yes, Arthur Bland. I was Jessica Bland.
The previous owner let this property, the cottage, to your father for a peppercorn rent.
A peppercorn rent? What does that mean?
I'll explain in one moment. The document grants life possession of this cottage to one Arthur Bland for a peppercorn rent of 1 shilling per annum.
But I've paid the Major £1 a week for 5 years.
Ooh, that's quite a lot of money. God bless my soul, we must get that back. Listen, I have that document, and I propose to lodge it with a reputable lawyer. Now, just to explain. It was the custom many years ago for a landowner to grant property to a trusty servant without actually handing over his interest in it. So he would charge him 1 peppercorn per year. Today, the token payment is rated at 1 shilling. So as you've been paying £1 per week since the Major took over, you're entitled to stay here for about, well, 5,000 years more.
Oh, it's impossible.
It's the jolly old law and holds in any court in England.
And the Major tried to evict us.
And suppress the document. Mrs. Driscoll, if you wish, you have a very strong and profitable suit against your present landlord. But I'll see you about that later. In the meantime, I've got other things to do. So I'll leave you and take the word of your masked stranger that the law will definitely protect you.
I wish I could know who you are. I can't really thank you enough.
Oh, thank me later. And if you happen to hear someone slanging a somewhat no-good blighter called the Grey Goose...
The Grey Goose? You?
At your service. Au revoir. See you sometime.
I don't believe what people say about the Grey Goose.
What do they say?
That he's a thief, an outlaw, a bandit.
Shall I tell you something very confidentially?
Yes, please.
Well, he is. Are you there, Charlie?
Yes, Mr. X. Oh, blimey, what a morning I've had. I've bought 25 bows and about 150 arrows. And carrying them around, I began to think the old village thought I was a blooming porcupine.
Where have you stowed them?
Just down the lane, about 100 yards from here. Do you know, some of them kids was hard to persuade. But a few quid here and there did the trick. Crikey, some of them were grandsons of old Shylock. But I don't reckon there's a bow and arrow left in the village.
And so, Robin Hood and his Sherwood foresters are no more. Uh-huh. Charlie, remind me when we get back to rearm the noble Robin and his men. Well, now, what's the next news?
This'll give you a laugh. Inspector Ford has arranged with the headmaster of the school to parade every kid in the main hall at 11 o'clock, and he's going to question them.
Oh, this we must see. Can we get near to a window?
Easy. I've already cased the joint. We can see and hear, too.
Good. At the 11th hour of this day, Charlie, we shall attend school. But before that, we light a bonfire under our bows and arrows. Come on, Friar Tuck.
Not much cover, Mr. Hicks. But as we ain't facing the window, we won't be spotted. There's the master.
Cool, cushy job. Only about 40 kids to look after.
Quiet. There's Inspector Ben. Jiminy is looking for us. Listen.
Boys, quiet. Quiet, boys. This gentleman is Inspector Ford of Scotland Yard. He wishes to ask you a question or two.
I propose to ask my questions of each of you in turn. And in case you're worried because I'm a policeman, I must tell you that no possible harm can come to you, nor do I wish to embarrass you in any way. Now, just answer my questions truthfully. Now, then, I'll ask the first boy. What's your name, sonny?
Tom Haggerty, sir.
Thank you. Have you a bow and arrow?
No, sir. Never had one.
Never?
No, sir.
The next boy. Have you a bow and arrow?
No, sir. Not now.
What happened to it?
Sold it for a quid this morning to a gentleman in the village.
You didn't sell it yesterday?
No, sir. This morning.
This morning? You certain?
Yes, sir. This morning.
Next boy. Have you a bow and arrow?
No, sir. Just sold it.
This morning?
Yes, sir.
Hey, wait a minute. Now, look, Mr. Heaslip. There's 40 odd of your boys. You start the other end of the line, will you?
Yes, certainly.
I begin to smell a rat somewhere.
Robin Driscoll, have you a bow and arrow?
No, sir. Sold it to a gentleman.
Now, have you a bow and arrow, boy?
No, sir. Never had one.
Oh, and what about you? Have you a bow and arrow? Have you a bow and arrow? What's that? This bow and arrow. Have you a bow and arrow? Have you a bow and arrow? All right.
40 boys or more, and not one single one of them has a bow and arrow.
Apparently, Inspector, they've all made a profitable deal.
Profitable deal. Heaven, I've been tricked. Well, never mind. Dismiss the boys.
All right, boys, you're dismissed for 5 minutes.
Come on, Charlie, unless you'd like to stay and have a game of hopscotch with Ben Ford.
Not me. But blimey, he's near bursting with rage.
I shall always treasure that picture, Charlie. The frustration of Scotland Yard.
Dear. Where do we go now, Mr. Hicks?
Back to town, Charlie.
But we ain't fixed on Man Brawley yet.
Haven't we? Just you wait, laddie. You must remember, we bust up his football bets, ruined his gate at last Saturday's match, helped ourselves to his private papers, cost him £25 or £30 for bows and arrows, and just another item or two to come, about which you'll hear in due course.
Brady here. Who is that?
Just your friend, the enemy, Major.
I don't understand.
Then let me enlighten you, my dear sir. Recently you laid me 64 in hundreds that your team, Moffat United, would be the losers last Saturday. They won. So far the Red Cross have not received your 600.
I was hoodwinked.
The Red Cross seem to think that they have been also. In fact, so annoyed are they that they've notified most of the clubs to which you belong.
But I took a dreadful caning, both in the shocking gate receipt and in my other bet.
Excellent. However, clubs look very askance at debts of honour left unpaid. I happened to stroll into one of which we are both members, only this morning. Your name figured largely on the notice board. You are what is commonly known as posted.
How dare they post me?
We aren't clubs, Pernickety. By the way, friend Brierly, all your troubles arose from the fact that you expressed yourself rather too freely concerning one Roland Fletcher. He being unable to retaliate, I took up the cudgels on his behalf. There's a very old and somewhat trite saying that you should bear in mind. It goes in the vernacular, keep your trap shut.
Oh, who are you? Confound it, man. If you're a fellow club member, come out in the open and say what you've got to say.
I am not a fellow club member now. Don't you remember? I just told you. You've been posted. Au revoir, my dear ex-member. Oh, just before we part, do you remember an old and very melodious song, the lines of which ran,
I shot an arrow into the air. It fell to earth, I know not where.
Then you are...
The Grey Goose. Yes, Major, but not at your service.
So much for the Major, Charlie.
And he really is bumped out of his clubs?
Most definitely. The secretaries have all been notified through the Red Cross.
So he's a real dead'un now?
Socially, yes.
And we've done with him for good and all, eh?
Not quite. You see, he's still a very big country gentleman, save the mark, on that estate of his, some miles out of Watford.
Big noise?
Well, yes. Except that a little editorial in the local rag won't help him much. Here, I'll read it. Now listen. For some months, the village of Hadley Minor, near Watford, has been amused by the derring do of a band of little local lads calling themselves Sherwood Foresters, led by one Robin Driscoll, otherwise Robin Hood. Strangely enough, they were never a menace or a nuisance. In fact, they seemed imbued with the spirit of other times. It thus struck us as a great pity that by some means the boys were bribed to sell out their bows and arrows to a stranger. It seems curious, moreover, that the remains of a bonfire revealed the fact that bows and arrows had been deliberately destroyed therein. The destruction occurred within the grounds of Major Brierly's estate, a fact which we feel will not endear him to local residents, who, one and all, had a very soft spot for our little Robin Hood and his merry men.
Oh, blimey, eh? That'll put his pot on.
Somehow, Charlie, I think he'll be about as popular as the original Sheriff of Nottingham was in his day. Well, drink up, old scout. We didn't make many pennies out of this deal, but we had a lot of fun.
Okay. And let's drink to that queer little cuss, Robin Driscoll.
Alias Robin Hood. Cheers.
And on a happy note, this adventure ends. But still, Dame Fortune beckons round the corner for the Grey Goose.